David, the quiet after the game today. Your thoughts on today's Windsor Park Irish League game?
Really disappointing. Disappointing start to the game. Conceding in the manner that the way we did and how early the goal was. But also in the back of mind when we did concede, I was also looking to think, well, there was 89 minutes left to go and perform, play better. We didn't. We gifted them basically three, maybe four goals. So that's a disappointing thing coming out of the game today. We were nowhere near as sharp, as bright. Defensively, we looked a little bit ragged. Going forward, we looked a little bit sort of as if we were jaded for some reason, because we made four changes through the middle, bringing Jordan, Joel, Daniel and obviously Andy Waterworth in. So you're hoping with the players that we were bringing in today, we were going to get a spark, and we didn't get as much spark as we hoped for today.
We had a really strong bench the other night, so it's not as if you really weakened the team by the players you brought in.
I didn't feel like that, and when I had made my mind up with the team that we were going to play today, I was excited by it. I thought, right, here's an opportunity to go and play in a big league game for us. So that's a disappointing thing, that we didn't sort of quite grasp the challenges that Coleraine put up to us today. We say fair play to Coleraine, they come done a number on us basically, and I certainly take that one as a manager. I take that one on the chin, and hopefully improve for it and hopefully be better come Thursday night. And more importantly, when the bread and butter is here for the league, our own domestic league, which gets us into the European competitions, that we're going to be better for it.
You're always going to have a home game like that in the course of a season, and we had it against the same team last year and we still won the league. So, it's not all doom and gloom here today, is it?
It's doom and gloom at the minute, Andy, to be honest. I'm disappointed. I leave here with my tail between my legs, so certainly we'll watch the game back and we'll look to be better when we go again in the league. So disappointing that one today. The players are aware after the game that we as a team, and certainly me as the manager, we weren't at our best today, and we didn't probably, even though we got back into the game at 3-2, it looked as if momentum might sort of be swinging a bit. We committed another mistake, and we let Coleraine get out of sight basically.
I think one of the most disappointing things, apart from the goals, was that having got the second goal to get it back to 3-2, 70 minutes, it really did look like we were about to whip up a storm, and there was belief that we could get at least a draw at that point.
Yeah, we didn't, and then we didn't go and finish it off, which again was disappointing. Disappointing for the players. Again, they've given me so much so far this season, but also in the back of their minds, you should be thinking, well, when we do play, we need to be better, because if they're not going to perform and be at their best the majority of weeks, the good thing is there's lads not in the squad today, there's lads on the bench today. We'll hopefully come in and improve the team and improve the squad.
I know we always talk about one game at a time, but with all the hype about Europe, how hard was it to be focused on today's game in the middle of all this European hype stuff?
It shouldn't be difficult, Andy. Again, as I said, this is certainly my bread and butter, winning the Premier League here, and it should be the players. But we'll learn from that today. I'll certainly learn from it. And again, we've got a big game. It can't be too harsh on the player. It can't be too critical on the players, although they're disappointed and down. I understand that we underperformed today. But again, there's a special group of players in there for me. And if they keep giving me what they've given me so far, not only this season but last year and the year before and the year before, of the expectation levels to play here, they'll not be too far away, hopefully come the end of the season, only.
Well, I'm sure all the supporters will be hoping for you and the players to get their heads back up and be around to go come Thursday night again, David.
Yeah, we'll look for a special atmosphere again Thursday, Andy, hopefully.
All the best, David.
Thanks.